the Apostle Paul and metaphors. The forensic metaphor is primarily found in the tradition of Paul. He saw great value in using them in his teachings and writings. They open windows on the world to those that use them, and Paul saw importance in communicating in this way. The metaphors of Paul fall into 12 major categories. They consist of metaphors from agriculture, anatomy, architecture, athletics, military life, political life, commerce, slavery, domestic sacrifice and priestly functions, law, and finally, a miscellaneous category. The apostle's Jewish roots are evident and constitute the structure and content of his theology. Sometimes his Jewishness is seen in metaphor when he writes of the friend of the bride or sees the olive as a symbol of the people of God. Paul, being a Roman citizen and a student of culture, would be aware of the roots of both Greek and Roman culture. His talk in Athens on Mars Hill from Acts 17 is evidence of his knowledge of Greek philosophy and literature. More specifically, his interest in sports is seen in his use of athletic metaphors and sports imagery. Whenever he was residing at Corinth, at Athens, and in all places where a Greek population was predominant, the athletic games of the Greeks came before his notice as a subject which caused the most engrossing and universal interest. Paul had wide use of metaphorical language that grew out of his native culture, and it happened because he had a deep desire to be understood as a preacher of the gospel. This is the ultimate purpose of any ministry. So leveraging the heart of the apostle as he uses these pictures to communicate will keep any philosophy of ministry focused on what really matters.